podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Just raise your hand if you have a question, Coco. Welcome back to Miami Open. It's your home tournament. How are you feeling about being here and also recovering after Indian Wells the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I'm really happy to be here so close to home. I get to stay home, actually. I'm really, really excited for this week. It's good to be back in Florida, and hopefully I can have a good week here.
Okay, we'll go here first.
Hey Coco, Adam Ross, Florida Tennis. First, welcome to Miami, and you know this is your hometown. There was a big event yesterday, Pompey Park.
Oh, okay.
I hope it's okay. I hope it's okay to talk about what that meant to you. I know your folks were there, and dedication of some courts. And
yes.
Can you talk a little bit about that? And also, I got to ask you about your sneakers. Aren't your sneakers also related to that in some way?
Yeah. Yesterday we got to really unveil the refurbishing of the public courts that I grew up on at Pompey Park, which is a park I grew up on. And it was part of US Open's legacy initiative that they started last year after I won the US Open title. So they're committing $3 million to renovate courts across the country. And in Pompey Park, which is in Delray Beach, was the first of that project, which is super exciting, and I'm super thankful for USTA for letting that be the first place. And I know they're doing some more courts in Atlanta, New Orleans, and a couple other places. The shoes, all my shoes, I have the coordinates of that park on my shoes that I wear on court. It's been on my shoes since the CG1 launch, so it's really special to come back and be able to do something for the community that did a lot for me. I feel 100% and ready to have a good tournament here.
Hey, Coco, this is... This is your home tournament, and obviously it's great to be home, but are there any surprising cons about being home? Like, are there any routines that you have to change where you're in a hotel versus when you're at home?
Not really. I mean, only my family can be a little loud sometimes, so I have, just my little brother. So I had to text him this morning to, like, stop screaming. I think he was playing a game or something. And he said he was sorry, so it's just him. But other than that, no, it's really nice and refreshing. And I feel like it just makes it more like feel like practice, just because I'm staying home. But other than that, there's not really many routines that feel different, because I'm usually traveling with both my parents, and one brother is out of town, so it feels the same as a tournament.
Yeah, Coco, do you have someone scouting the match that's going on now? You're playing the winner?
I'm pretty sure Brad's probably
Brad's
out
watching.
There. He All said
right.
he was.
Right, okay. Do you know the players? Have you played both?
I've never played either. I obviously know Ashlyn Krueger well because she's an American and my age. And Nadia, I know she was injured for a bit and is trying to find her groove, but I've never played either.
Right. Just the other thing, I mean, with the Sabalenka is still in the tournament as we speak. What's your thoughts on that? And you know, it happened yesterday. I know you were so involved with the event yesterday, but what's your thought on it? Looks like she probably won't play.
I don't have any thoughts on it. I think I offered her my condolences through a text message, and I don't think people should dig into whether or why she's playing or whether she plays. It's totally her process, and I feel like we should just leave it at that.
Hey, Coco, Michelle Kaufman from the Miami Herald. Two questions. One, and I hope you didn't answer this already because I just got in late. You had your 20th birthday last week, and you were going to do some kind of celebration with your family here. I'm wondering if you did that. Is there some restaurant or somewhere you went that you enjoyed being with your family? And then the other thing is, speaking of family, there are so many moms on tour right now, more than there used to be. And I'm just wondering, as a young woman, you know, what does that mean to you to see so many moms and babies roaming around and women that are still playing and babies toddling around? Thank you.
So for my birthday, my dad made some seafood, like a seafood boil, and we just had some family over at our house. And with the mom's question, I mean, it's very cool. I think it's inspiring for other moms out there, not just in sports, but in workplace in general. I don't know if it's something that I would want to do, because I feel like already is you know, young and not having kids, it's stressful. So I can't imagine with kids, or maybe it's even less stressful. I don't know. But it is pretty awesome to see, especially, you know, with female athletes, because, you know, motherhood is, you know, when it comes to the physical aspect, a little bit harder than fatherhood when being an athlete. So it's cool to just see a lot of moms being successful in their comebacks.
Coco, you secured a spot on Team USA in the Olympics in Paris this summer. What did you feel in that moment when you found out, and how are you preparing for your Olympic debut?
Yeah, I mean, I would be honest, it wasn't much of a shock. I didn't even know that, you know, they were, that there was like a numbers thing that people were keeping track of. But it wasn't a shock, to be honest. I'm just really happy that I was able to do that. And hopefully, you know, everything goes smoothly. Last Olympics, I qualified and I got COVID. So I'm hoping this time around it'll be smooth.
Okay, Malcolm. Turning 20, I mean, was that a landmark to you, not being a teenager anymore? Did it have any extra significance?
I feel like for you guys, yeah. I've been asked this question like 100 times. No, it doesn't have any significance for me. It's just another year.
Coco, talking again about the Olympics, what are our expectations for it?
I mean, expectations, I don't have any, because I don't know what to expect, honestly. And, you know, the peers that did the 2020 Olympics, it was COVID, so I really don't know what the full experience is like. The goal is obviously to medal and hopefully come home with gold. But honestly, I wanted to enjoy the experience and not make it so much pressure as maybe other tournaments, just because, you know, it's probably once or two times, maybe max, maybe three, that I actually get to do this in my career. So I want to really, you know, enjoy it, especially the first time around.
Sorry. Hey, Coco, Brad Gilbert has talked about coaching a lot of players. He says he loves coaching you, loves being a part of the team, and that he's learned how to communicate with you best. Do you feel the same way? Do you feel that he's able to push your buttons and get you moving? And what has he added to your team?
Yeah, and Brad, I mean, you know, he's a very quirky guy, and it's something that we did have to learn to, like, communicate with each other. It wasn't any bumping heads or anything, but, like, yeah, I'll give him, you know, funny banter, nothing, you know, serious, and with him back, and he's a very simple guy. He tries his best to explain tennis and make it as simple as possible, which I think is helpful for me in my game. And, yeah, what he's added, obviously, just a great mind of the game, and you know, he knows what areas to improve and how to improve it. And some, you know, I feel like with comes to my game, people make things more complicated than it actually is.
Okay, Courtney at the back, and then after that we'll do one more. Courtney.
Thank you. Coco, on the topic of public courts and growing up on them, I'm curious, sometimes at public courts, depending on the city, there's a lot of, like, older gentlemen who are playing for, like, beers. Like, you know, they're just kind of, like, that's... I'm curious, and I think Danielle Collins was once talking about how, like, she would go and, like, play against these guys, like, when she was younger, just to hone her game and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I'm just curious if you ever, I don't know, just, like, played complete random strangers on the public courts in Florida.
No, not really. I'll be honest. Like, at the time where I was at Pompey Park, it, you know, wasn't that many people playing tennis, and the community that it was founded in, it's a little bit under, with a lot of underprivileged kids, and tennis being expensive sport, it just wasn't a thing. They had tennis courts there, but honestly, it wasn't just like a thing in the community, but the basketball courts would be full and the baseball courts would be full. So with the Black community, honestly, tennis is now becoming more popular because of the Williams sisters. So yeah, I really didn't have that many people, like just random people that I would play with. I always had to like actually have a planned practice. Yeah, and honestly, it was just like one older couple that would hit out there a lot. But by that time, I was like 11 or 12 when they started coming around, and I was just better, too good to play with them. But yeah, they were very always, you know, rooting me on, and I don't know, I never, you know, got their names, but you know, they were there for like a year, so I wonder, you know, where they are now. They were really nice.
Coco, just going back to staying at home, why did you choose to stay at home and not at a local hotel? You wouldn't have had annoying little brothers bothering you. And also on Brad Gilbert, he's been known to keep on yap, 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 yap. Have you told him to shut the trap at all?
Yeah, with the first question, I mean, being at home, I mean, from the hotel, it's 30 minutes with no traffic, 45 with traffic, and from home, it's 45, no traffic in an hour. And I take the turnpike. I live right next to the turnpike. So it didn't make sense to stay in a hotel when it's almost the same distance. I'll take an extra 15 minutes to be home. And then with Brad, yeah, he is known to talk. And yes, we do have conversations about, you know, the limitation of that and limiting that as much as possible. But, you know, it comes in good heart, and he is doing better. And yeah, he's just an older gentleman. So it's not something I'm not used to. My grandmother is what we call a yapper as well. And so, you know, sometimes it just reminds me of the relationship my mom has with her mom, because she talks a lot. And sometimes, like, my mom had to tell her, like, to be quieter, especially when it comes to tennis. Like, she'll say things like, you know, why didn't you do this, that. And, like, my mom will say I'm getting, like, annoyed by it, because she knows tennis, but not as well. So it just reminds me of that. But obviously, Brad knows tennis, and he's very smart at what he says. But a lot of times, it's not really the tennis that he's talking about. He'll talk about just random things outside of it. So yeah, it is a funny relationship we have, but the guy is full support on my team, and full 100% loyalty, and it's something that I really appreciate, and it's something that I think is rare in tennis.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Coco.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Sports Social Podcast Network.